I don't know if this is a Toronto thing for real, but they just instantly, the playlist was Drake right after the DJ was done.
Yeah.
Is it like that everywhere?
It's kind of a popular thing. Hey, it's Shannon from iHeartRadio Canada here with Love. Hello. Thank you for being here.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
You say you're a morning person. You've been in Toronto for a couple days now. Yeah. Feeling good this morning?
Feeling good. Feeling really good, actually.
It's a Monday morning. I'm glad to hear it. That's
weird.
Awesome. Any particular reason or just good?
I don't know. Just sometimes I wake up on the right side of the bed. Most of the time on the wrong side, but today is the right side.
I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What have you done? You've been in Toronto for about a day and a bit now?
Yeah. I did some shopping yesterday. Had really good Thai food.
Oh, nice.
Almost got a tattoo, but then didn't. I still want to get a tattoo. So maybe I'll do that today.
Yeah. You said you want to get a lot of tattoos while you're on this
Yeah. Tour. My original goal was one in every city, but it's actually kind of hard to keep up with that.
I can imagine.
So we'll do as many as I can.
When you posted a TikTok the other day showing two new tattoos that you got, your caption said, "Do not ask me about why I got the Twitter logo."
Oh, yeah.
But I'm an interviewer who asks questions, so I feel like I have to ask you about the Twitter logo.
Well, it started, I got the MySpace logo behind my ear. It's just very vintage. I know. And I don't know. I just, for a long time, I was like, I want to get the Twitter logo next. But then I was like, am I really going to do that? But then I figured tour is the right time to do it. So here we are.
Would you get any others? Are you going to get like a TikTok logo down the line?
I don't know. I feel like it's got to earn some more space in my heart first and become a little more vintage. So,
Is that what inspired the Twitter one?
Feel like Twitter's been like one of my favorite places, you know, in terms of social media for like years, because it's like I love words and it's just a place to just put words, which I love. So,
I love that. Do you know what you're going to get next?
No idea. Probably something random. Like a Kirby or something.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm the kind of person that has to like think about it for so long. I have like one tattoo and I've thought about it for years before getting it. But I'm so envious of people like you that just go and get whatever.
I feel like once you do it a couple of times and you get like totally random things, it's like, then you just start being like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
Just get random.
Totally. Which I love that so much for.
Yeah.
That's awesome. You celebrated a birthday a week ago.
Yeah.
A week ago today.
Oh, that's crazy. It's only been a week. It feels like it's been a lifetime.
Really?
Yeah.
How did you celebrate? Did you get to do anything?
So I spent the day doing a few like signings and acoustic performances, and I played Good Morning America, which was really fun. And then I went out to dinner with some friends and my crew, which was very beautiful. It was actually a very heartfelt dinner, so it was nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. I love that. I'm so excited about this meditation hotline.
Yes.
I called it the other day just to like see what it was about, and I've called it back several times since because your voice is so soothing. I love it. You do a really good job.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm actually about to post a new one. It was hard to update over the weekend, so I have a new one I'm posting today. So
Have you updated it a few times already?
I launched it, I think, literally right before the weekend hit, I couldn't launch new ones over the weekend, for whatever reason. But I'm like this week I'll be doing like every day for sure. So,
amazing. And you've talked about how you would love to do this like in person or make this kind of thing.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just such a huge thing for me because like, I found in terms of taking care of my mental health, like it kind of started with like therapy and then like I was on medication and then I still am, but somebody exposed me to meditation. And after I kind of had somebody guiding me, so I wasn't doing it totally alone, somebody I trusted, I just like fell in love with it and it's helped me so much. So I was like, I would love, like sometimes when me and my friends were just hanging out and like, even if it's like, we're like having a party or something, sometimes we'll just meditate together at like 2 a.m. and it's it's just amazing.
That's so sweet. I love guided meditation. I do it all the time, but I don't know if I could be in a position to do it, but you seem like
I think anybody could do it.
I was gonna say you seem like you just like have mastered it, but that's got to be a hard transition from listening to it to then
I mean, it's scary at first because you're like, what do I say?
Yeah.
But like the kind of meditation I do, I literally just speak fully from my heart. So it's like I go in with no plan. I close my eyes and it's like when I'm with other people, I feel like I just try to channel whatever energy is in the room and just kind of speak it out. So
I love that. You mentioned therapy. Mm-hmm. Also a big fan of therapy. Yes. What do you find is like such a big takeaway that you've taken from it?
I mean, I think it's just like different every session. It's like sometimes like I feel like we're working on like very specific things to deal with, like for example, like my like OCD or obsessive anxiety. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's just nice to have somebody to have accountability and just talk to about like what's going on in life and that's not like directly tied into your daily life. I think it's amazing.
Yeah, that's true. Or just like an unbiased opinion.
Exactly.
Or just like something, ways to speak.
And somebody who like won't professionally won't judge like at all. They're just there to like listen and, you know, kind of mirror back what you're saying. So. Yeah.
Totally. You've always been someone that I've seen speak so openly about mental health and those struggles, and you talk about it in interviews and obviously in your songs. Was that hard for you in the beginning to get into that place of vulnerability, or do you feel like you were always that type of person?
I feel like the vulnerability has always been something that's been important to me, but when it came to mental health, like I was definitely super nervous at first because I think for a long time, like I went through a period where I wasn't putting out music. I was like falling into a depression and like just hitting a bit of a rock bottom. And when I finally was like, I need to like say something, I was really scared. Cause like, I think at that point there wasn't like a ton of people talking about it. And, I don't know, you just get scared that people are going to judge you or be like, what, your story isn't like hard enough. So like, you know, I don't know. That was one of my fears, is like, if I talk about my problems, so many people have it way worse than me. Like how dare I talk about my problems? But I actually came to realize, like, one, the people that talked about their, like, friends of mine who talked about their issues with their mental health, like, actually were the people that gave me context to figure out what was going on with my own situation. So me talking about it, I feel like, could kind of help add that. So
yeah, and like, big or small, people talking about it can help with someone who may have more problems.
Right.
Yeah,
no, 100%.
And that stigma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that you do that. So the mindset that you were in when you were putting together this album, you talk a lot about like healing your inner child and like helping yourself out. How do you feel about how your mindset was then versus how it is now?
So much better now. Yeah. Like, literally so much better.
That helped that?
Yeah, I think the process of the album, honestly, like the amount of reflection that I had to do, like during, you know, especially like heavy, like lockdown times, like I started the pandemic very, very, very anxious, very high strung, like very like all over the place. Like my last album, How I'm Feeling, was like, I literally felt so frantic as a person that I represented different parts of my personality as different people. Like I was like, the existential me, the hopeless romantic me, the, you know, so on and so forth. And I feel like this album process kind of helped me just get back in touch with Ari, the kid before there was Lauv, you know, because I think the career really, I don't know, stretched my mind out in a way that was like really intense for me. So I feel like I found a lot of grounding in making the album and doing the meditation and everything like that.
Yeah.
So.
And I'm sure the pandemic and slowing down helped with that as well.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you ever worried that with life picking back up and getting busy again, that you'll get back into that like maybe sort of unhealthy?
Ooh, now I am.
Oh no.
I'm just kidding. No, I think I have better coping mechanisms than like great people around me. So
yeah, that's awesome. Was there a lot of thought that went into having about half of the amount of songs in this new album versus the last one with 13 tracks on this one?
I know. Yeah. I feel like I'm used to making really long projects. Mm. I don't know. It kind of just like, I had a lot of people around me that were like, you should make like an 8-song album, and I was like, 8's way too short. So I don't know, I landed on 13, I think. Yeah, 13, right?
Yeah, 13
plus one bonus for Target. Yeah, I don't know, I think like when I was like listening to all the songs back, like these were just the ones that kind of made sense together. So
yeah, was there a lot that didn't make the cut?
A ton.
Yeah
Well,
those ever seen the light of day?
Yeah, I'd love to like put them out on like a deluxe or like a separate project or something, because I went through a whole different phase before I made this album during COVID. So
yeah, so was a lot of the song selection chosen on the fact that you wanted to like keep with the similar themes?
Yeah
for sure. I love that. Was there any thought that went into not having any features on this album?
Yeah, well, it was kind of, I would say like half of it was like intentional, like, and another half was just like, that's kind of how it happened. Like in the past, all of my collabs and like features like kind of just literally naturally came up from like being out and about, you know, like meeting Troy at a rehearsal space and then us being like, let's try to write a song together, or like, you know, Conan off the internet, or like, you know, BTS at their show and at Wembley in London, just meeting them. It kind of, everything happened naturally. And I think during lockdown, obviously there wasn't as much of that happening. So it was kind of that, but I also feel like it's such an introspective album that I kind of needed to kind of do it myself.
Yeah. And talk about your own experiences and things like that. Is there anyone that you have your eyes on that you would possibly want to reach out to in the future to work with?
I would love to work with Rex Orange County, one of my favorite artists. So good. Yeah, Muramasa is another one. I mean, I always say Coldplay. Honestly, Drake, I don't know how that's gonna happen, but someday I'm just manifesting that will,
I mean, you're in a city.
I know,
he's here, so just gotta go knock on his door. We all know where he lives. Everyone in the city knows like exactly where he lives. So
it's so funny, I was just like on like the hotel rooftop last night, and like after the DJ finished playing, they literally just, I don't know if this is a Toronto thing for real, but they just instantly, the playlist was Drake right after the DJ was done.
Yeah.
Is it like that everywhere?
It's kind of a popular thing. Like my girlfriend just moved here from America, and we were at a party on Saturday night, and then there was everybody singing along to Drake, and she's like, wow, this city like really, specifically Toronto, like really just loves Drake.
It's amazing. So,
yeah, it's definitely a thing. Awesome. Love, thank you so much for taking the time. I appreciate
it. Absolutely.